is Grey Sports journalist Josh Gulb, and welcome to the Kick It Forward podcast, the only sports newsroom with the guts to tell it like it is. Make sure you to review the pod. This is from At The Closer. Disappointed Dome Chat is not a weekly segment. The Express Ski menu needs a more exploring five star.
I completely agree. I completely agree. You know what, guys? Maybe a spin-off Dome Pod.
No Dome Pod. No.
Only three times a week.
In fact, I'm retiring from Kick It Forward and doing a Dome Pod.
There's no need for a Dome Pod. There are going to be... Okay, anyway, can we just move on quickly? This week on the podcast, Ange Ball in Tatters, AFL, a Live Golf wrap-up.
Now, guys, the live show. This is actually... It's almost crunch time for Sydney in Melbourne. Okay, first of all, once again, apologies for changing the Sydney date. It's tough economic times. We're not made of money, and planes are expensive to fly around, apparently, according to Virgin and Qantas. Sydney show selling like hotcakes. That's going to be on Friday at the Paddo RSL. It's going to be great. The 31st of May. Then on the 1st of June, I believe, as of the time of this recording, three tickets left to the Melbourne show.
Oh, okay? My God.
It is going to be heaving, and I still want to get some live big house cases in. Send us an email if you're coming to the live show and just tell us something funny, and maybe we can talk about it at the show.
Imagine Sheffield Shield Corner to 400 people all in one, humming and screaming about sucking some dicks together as one.
Hitting some six.
Grab your
bowling
tickets.
With your mates.
They are going fast. I'll get your tickets. Josh, wait. I'm just looking to my left and I don't... Hang on. Wait a second. I'm putting my hand out, but you're not... My hand's not touching you. Is this some sort of quantum physics joke?
Is Josh not here? I didn't notice.
Just a bit lower. I'm in Melbourne.
What?
Sorry. What?
Home of Vic Bias.
I forgot to tell you. Yeah, I'm infiltrating Vic Bias. I'm trying to make it more WA skewed bias. But yeah, I'm here for something for Carlton Draft tomorrow. But you know that thing where like they get ex players to play for country clubs that haven't won any games for a while. I'm helping MC that with Dil Buckley and Jonathan Brown, which would be interesting as well. So we'll have lots to chat about that over the week as well.
Hang on, personal work things while the Kick It Forward podcast is on. What's happening?
I tried to do it yesterday, but everyone's like, nah, Sunday's the Sabbath. We can't. It's like, hell, good day.
They all go to church there.
I was at church, mate. Don't.
You're actually at church. Someone emailed in this week. I don't know if we're going to talk about it later, that I hate Christians because they keep talking about Christians.
I saw you set up a call with them.
No, Georgia, I was pissed and sent that email back and said, let's get on. But then I decided probably not a good idea. He suggested converting Josh, but I don't think that's quite possible.
What do you mean converting? I went to a Catholic school.
No, you didn't. I went to the same primary school, and I tell you what, God and myself weren't happy to have you there.
Harry, how's your weekend?
It was pretty good, guys. I had a bit of a... adventure at the footy. More on that later. But I was catching up with a mate.
Now, tease.
Yeah, more on that later.
You're a fucking tease.
I was having a chat to my mate. Now, do you remember doing exams at school, like 3 hours of using your brain, like really boring?
Yeah, mine were normally like 1 hour. I'd just do the first few pages and leave because I knew I was going to fail.
Were you in special maths, Georgia?
Every classroom I was in, there were only 5 students and 3 teachers.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Josh, you had some exams?
I had exams, yeah. I'm just picturing Georgia leaving in an hour. They're like, wow, he must be a savant. He's so smart. And then they check his paper. It just says piss and it's written with his left hand.
I didn't even finish writing my name. No, anyway. I figured out by like year 9, if I sit next to Wei Wen Wang, I'd never fail a maths test in my life.
He's been scheming forever, hasn't he? Like, wow. What about in the exam room, guys, distractions? Any distractions come to mind?
I remember a crow hitting the window as hard as it could once and as an omen that I was going to fail life. What about you?
Anyone who went to UWA would remember peacocks during exams just going,
I do remember that. One of my ones from school was the car park was right next to the exam room, so pickup time was pretty bad for exams. But also, one day the army decided to do a military exercise and just land a helicopter on the Oval. Me already like highly distracted for particular brain things going on already, and then my love of aviation, a fucking helicopter. So that was a good half an hour out of the exam. But anyway, sorry, long way to get to this. My mate's a teacher, right? So I was having a chat. He's doing some exam supervision at the moment, right? And He is unfortunately the source of a wild new disruption at school, okay? So he's got these new orthotics in and they're fucking squeaky. So every time a student puts their hand up, he has to walk out to them and his shoe squeaked the whole time. Now, I was like pissing myself at this, so I asked him to record next time he's in the exam room. And this is what it sounds like when he has to walk across the exam room. I'm not gonna name names, but thank you to my friend and our good listener who has sent that audio in.
Imagine trying to like do sums in your head and remember Pythagoras' theorem while it's going.
Apparently the kids have caught on and they're all laughing as well. So they're like trying to bring him out. Like, put your hand up. And he also said he was trying to do hand signals now, like you need a piss, and they're like, nah, something else.
I need you to come here. Well, boys, we had a fun time out on Saturday, didn't we, Harry? You and I went to the footy.
Yep.
And what, we together? Ended up at, well, no, we just both
we were
going,
we were together.
We had some drinks. Also,
kind of.
That's the only time Harry will agree to it, if there's another 45,000 people there separating.
Yeah, and we were on different sides of the stadium, but we were pretty close compared to the distance from here to the moon.
Yeah, that's true. Gabby was away for 4 days, and my favourite thing, like, I missed her, but not having to fucking make the bed every day. George. Sorry, bed.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't imply we share a bed.
Okay.
Bed. Not having to make the bed. Oh, my God.
If we beat bed, then it would just be you saying, not having to fuck every day.
Well, there's that as well. I got a new favorite joke. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
What's the difference between a piano, tuner, and glue?
What's the difference between a piano, tuner, and glue, Giorgio? Yeah.
Well, you can tune a piano, but you can't piano tuner.
Sorry, guys. I think there was a bit of a delay. Everything cut out after that joke.
Full disclosure, I played the small group laughter sound effect here. So I'm going a bit reverse Tony on this.
Do you not have any questions about that joke?
The sense of it?
Reverse tuner?
Well, I was explaining the difference between piano, tuner, and glue. You can tune a piano, but you can't piano tuner.
Hey, can we just get a joke review on this, actually? I was going to use mine later.
Ask me what about the glue, for fuck's sake.
I didn't assume there'd be any more depth to this joke. What about the glue, Giorgio?
That's where everyone gets stuck. You know, if you actually listened to what I was saying, you might have asked that.
Oh, I landed. Josh, come back, please. Please.
All you had to do was ask about the glue.
God damn it. Sorry, where did you hear this, Josh?
Sorry.
No one ever ask about the
Giorgio,
glue.
Giorgio, I'm busy tonying myself over here on the buttons, okay? Like, it's honestly,
Harry, can,
like,
you please stop tonying yourself on the pod?
Yeah, wait, sorry. Giorgio, did you read this in a kid's book or something? Like one of those, like, 100 jokes for bad boys? And you're like, oh, the
first
boy.
Of all, my entire pod notes is just pictures.
I love it. Oh, that's pretty
that's
good.
Good.
I left this morning to go to Melbourne. I was just thinking, like, you know, like, people always put up, like, Adelaide dump, Sydney dump. They'll go to, like, Puerto Rico, and they'll be like, oh, my God, the Machu Picchu, unbelievable, Machu Picchu dump. And it's, like, an excuse for people to put up photos after 6 months after they actually went to the place. You know, it's kind of to humble brag, oh, take me back to Sweden.
Yeah.
Sweden dump. I want to bring in dump dumps. While I'm in Melbourne, I'm just taking photos of me on the toilet in different near different landmarks. And I found one near, like, Fed Square. There's, like, a public toilet. I can open the door and just do a selfie cam and capture a little bit of Fed Square. So I really want to normalize dump dumps. Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. How many slides are we talking on your dump dump?
10.
How many dumps, like, levels further of dump can you take? It could be a dump dump dump, so it's just you're uploading pictures of dumps in a place.
Listen, That's the next slide. Okay, that's the next slide. But right now, I'm just doing major landmarks in the city, and it'll be Melbourne Dump, and it's me doing toilet. I don't think any actual focused human shit, but if you do, we will blur it. So that's what I've been thinking about today. The second thing, I saw the new movie Challengers. It's a tennis film, so those that like our sport. But one of the best things about it is the music involved. Unbelievable. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh well, I feel like I'm in some sort of like fast-paced, I feel like I've seen a movie.
The Bergheim.
Yeah, wow, this is good.
It's like a German, it's a German nightclub too. It's like I'm just hanging out with my friends, Giorgio and Harry.
Just said the Bergheim.
Hey, just grab me a drink, would you?
Yeah, well, why not? Well, at the, you know that club, the Bergheim, whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty, yeah, there's like really strict rules to get in there, hey? I would probably get in.
This is my impression of making chat in the Bergheim, where you turn the music up. Hey, do you guys remember 1942? That was fucking wild, man. How fucked was that?
How the fuck did you get in here wearing those skinny jeans, Giorgio?
Oh, well, I just spoke to the bouncer about how fucked 1940s were.
Okay. And next they'd probably say, hey, what are those, anklets? Can I just get a joke review on that, actually? I just want to make sure that was funny.
It was deemed funny, but I just want to make sure it was funny.
A bicycle is funny.
Sometimes you have to review them, don't you?
I hope it's not inconclusive.
That's the worst.
And they take ages these days, but not much.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We should just let jokes fly back in the day now. Oh, here we go. They've said it's not funny. It actually wasn't funny.
Oh, shit. As you can see, there is a gap between end of joke and laughter.
Yeah.
The guy's decision high school.
Daylight.
Play the music.
Okay. Anyway, the movie Challengers was so good. I really, really enjoyed it. A little bit homoerotic, a little bit of tennis, but it just got me right into it. I really would recommend it.
Oh, Zendaya, of course. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I think what Josh does, Giorgio, when he picks a movie, he goes, what's the longest one that looks the most boring?
No, he goes, which of these movies is going to make me the most angry?
Schemes. It's not breaking the law, but sometimes it toes the line. Scheme, 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 scheme.
Ah, it's a big one, boys. I'm following up from last week. Jess?
Is the scheme how to say a name?
Hang on. Is it Jess or Jesse? Jesse writes in, hey, pencil, eraser and sharpener. Occasionally a group of our mates attend home A-League games. About a year ago, my mate Alex discovered when purchasing the tickets and scanning the ticket at the turnstiles at the game, no one checks the ticket, nor does anyone check what type of ticket you purchase or that doesn't show up to verify.
Oh, yeah.
So he went ahead and bought the cheapest children's tickets, which turned out that the... turns out the actual handling fee that comes up with buying the ticket is almost the same price as the ticket. What usually makes out to be $30 or so a ticket comes out to be $12. What a steal.
We've even taken
this scheme one step further. One of us usually cops tickets for everyone in one go so that the handling fee... Jesus Christ, I'm pushing this.
No, it's pretty good.
We've even taken this scheme one step further. One of us usually cops tickets for everyone in one go so that the handling fee only applies to the one order and we save in the long run, essentially meaning that a group of 6 to 8 under 12 ticket users are spending the ticket price difference on copious amounts of beers just to scream, kick it forward at A-League games, hate the pod, and happy scheming.
Giorgio, I can't wait till Josh edits the podcast so I can go back and listen to it, how this scheme actually works.
I edited it so much and then didn't, because it was too long, and then I didn't really like spell check it.
It's all good.
Anyway, boys, this idea of this scheme of like buying kids tickets and then scanning when they're not actually, you know, the tickets aren't actually checked by a person, it gave me an idea. I thought, well, I'd like to go to the football Saturday night, as I said earlier in the intro. And I thought, if it could be done at an A-League game, could we do the same scheme at an AFL game?
Here's my attempt going in on a junior ticket. We're nearly at the turnstiles. And we're in. Just saved $15.
Pot sock.
Oh, can you say that? I'm recording. schemes. I just got in on a this is a scam. I just got in on a junior ticket.
Fucking brilliant scheme. I saw it firsthand. Works perfect.
Oh wow,
fans. Yeah. So that guy.
Whoa.
Mid scheme. If you didn't actually fucking speak during my audio, Josh, he says, "Hate the pod." As I was coming through into the stadium. So I actually coincidentally ran into a pod listener as I was testing that scheme. Great success. Very nice.
Wow, Giorgio, you're a massive stinge.
Yeah, you're a giant stinge.
You are just the stingiest of all stinges.
Trying to get ahead.
What was the scheme going on after the footy at Picker Bar when there was some sort of pint dilemma?
So I went to buy a beer and I said, does anyone want a drink? And I went to get his mate, I forget your mate's name, Moily or something.
Monty, yeah.
No, it was Moily. And then he...
Oh, okay, yeah, you tell me.
Yeah, the guy that Giorgio went to school with and I went to school with. Tell us what his name is.
Anyway, so Munchie goes, oh yeah, I'll grab a beer. And then we went to the bar and Harry, remember we got very distracted by something that happened at the bar.
Yep.
And then we wanted to get out of there. You smoke bombed me and left me at the bar. And then I completely forgot, walked out with one beer and Munchie. He goes, where is it? And then they're like, you're in beer debt. And I'm like, I don't think that's how it works, man. No beers are exchanged. So then he bought me a midi just to put me into debt. But I was like, well, I got to go.
The delight on my face when I saw Josh.
I still don't
come
think
out.
You quite get it. I still don't think you quite understand.
No,
the
I don't think you get it. Anyway, we're just doubling back at the moment to my scheme.
Yeah, sorry, go for it.
This was actually a double. This was a 2-in-1 scheme because we also purchased the cheapest tickets for the shitter seats, knowing full well there'd be about 15,000 spare seats at the stadium. So not only did I get in on a junior's ticket, we also got in on the cheapest tickets, moved to really good seats, and I'm pretty confident that where I was sitting was about $95 seats, and I paid a grand total of $24.
Wow.
I would use the scheme so much at these stadiums that all of a sudden you're on Andrew Dillon's shoulders for one of them. Just in a box on Andrew Dillon's shoulders. And he's like, scheme away here. Spent $13.
What if it goes so far that they think I'm actually 11 years old and I'm holding hands with the AFL players as they walk onto the field?
That's great, Georgie. Well done on that. That's it. You've combined your weekend with your work. That's the dream.
Someone was telling me at the MCG, when you scan a junior ticket, they will light up a different color. So it like gives some kind of indication to staff.
Right.
Like, hey, there's a 40-year-old bloke coming in on an 8-year-old ticket.
He's not a baby.
He's not an infant. But at Optus, there's just nothing. Like it doesn't say anything different. I do have one more scheme. This might be the most unethical scheme I have ever that has ever come across my
desk. Whoa, Giorgio, do not sell yourself short.
what'd you call me?
They're all pretty bad.
No, okay, this go. One. So Anon writes in, hello, tall whites and the one dwarf. I have a scheme that better fucking win me a sticker because I could get done for fraud if I give too many details. I was alerted to a water sports website that had gift voucher codes that were only 3 digits. This meant there were only 999 possibilities for discount codes.
My God.
Since all their stuff was expensive, the discount codes ranged from $50 to $500. Myself and a few others in on the scheme just used trial and error on the website, even told you how much the voucher code you entered was worth. We went to town on it and bought lots of boating gear for absolute peanuts. Hate the pod, medium time pistner. So I replied, just to be clear, I was like, oh my God, does this mean you're using other people's gift vouchers? He goes, yeah, we pretty much flogged other people's vouchers as a result.
Oh.
A bit fucked.
Yeah, not a bit fucked. Pretty all the fucked. Fucked. All
but
of
do
the
you know
fucked.
What? Do you know what? I think if you're the person getting fucked over and your voucher's being used, I think it's within reason that you would just call the store and say, well, I haven't spent it. I'd like my voucher back. And that's on them for only creating three, like a maximum of 999 voucher codes.
But the store owner's trying to get by in this world, George.
Yeah, I'm just picturing this small business like, I guess we'll have to shut up shop this year, guys. We've run out of vouchers.
It was always,
I don't know why.
It was always my dream to sell boating gear.
Why
I
are they Irish?
Dream.
Why are they Irish?
Well, you're probably more sympathetic to Irish people.
Billy
than
and Connor's boating
our mate
gear.
My mate Michael Lorden was saying that a big part of the potato famine's issue was that Irish people didn't know how to fish that well. So I don't know how good their boating gear is.
Oh my God, a history lesson.
You got me hook, line, and sinker.
Can we review that?
So he said hook, line, and sinker. So insinuating we were talking about fishing.
Decision pending.
Originally it was ignored. It's a weird one. They've said it's funny.
I was already celebrating it. I knew.
I don't get how the system works, but it's there for a reason. So well done.
Guys, I just want to do one quick little scheme, okay? This is like last week, I had a little bit of a news in the news scheme. Okay.
Hey, so are you stealing Giorgio's bit?
No, absolutely not. Everyone's welcome to put a big house together once in a while as well. In fact, I'd really appreciate
my big house is I'd Harry really, stealing my sentence.
I'd really appreciate that. No, this is a fun one. Now, it's a bit of a what you need to do for this scheme, first of all, is be over 100 years old. Hands up, anyone over 100 years old?
Yeah, mine's up.
Okay, my great-grandma, when she died, but she's dead.
Yeah, okay. RIP. Okay. Now, be over 100 years old and book a flight with American Airlines, okay? Their computers somehow wipe off 100 years of your age at the time of booking, meaning that a 101-year-old passenger, and in this case, Patricia, she was mistakenly processed as a one-year-old.
Free ticket.
Baby prices.
Oh, excellent.
Baby prices. Now, that's a really good scheme, I thought, for Patricia, but the other thing that I saw in this case was it meant that she didn't get any proper assistance because of, you know, her reduced mobility as a 101-year-old. But I was thinking, how would they not give assistance to a baby that's traveling by themselves?
Oh, we've just got you this bassinet.
In fact, you know what? It's pretty impressive. If a baby can book by themselves, maybe they assume the baby can get to the airport by themselves, check their luggage in, get onto the plane. Sir, where are you flying today?
He's going to Rome through Thailand.
Welcome,
Mr. Johnson.
Back.
All right, now I'll play the role of Harry and Josh after I've explained a scheme, since this was your scheme.
Patricia's a fucking low-life, stingy, fucking cheapskate.
Well, hang on a sec. It's completely the business's fault. I guess the other ones are too.
You're really playing my role well.
I've been trying the house down.
He's coming off. Get him back off. Get him off.
Oh my God. World's longest round of AFL. Like starting on Wednesday, right? Am I right, boys, or am I wrong?
Yeah, didn't get my tip in.
Yeah, okay, that would have been a big nightmare for everyone. People get to Friday and go, hang on, there's been two games already.
Oh,
the
Anzac game that's not on fucking Anzac Day.
Well, speaking of the Anzac Day game, did you guys hear the draw? They played the annual draw song.
Oh, here it is. Right.
Yeah.
God, how did I miss this? Yeah, that is good. Song.
Man, you need a warning before you play shit like that.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, God damn it.
How many car crashes do you reckon you cause with that?
I hope 3.
The Anzacs would have wanted.
It's what they fought for. Harry, you sent me I took a photo of you because you had so much merch after your Freo game.
Well, I went to the Mighty Mantle game. Remember, we can't do flag mantle.
Oh, they're called flag or mantle
they're
now.
They're called dismantle. They just called
sorry.
Dismantle.
Yeah, dismantle. Well, not dismantle on the weekends. The Bulldogs were dismantle. Oh, by the way, Rory Lobb's still getting so booed. So booed.
What for? For his TikToks.
There were cheers from me for his TikToks. I'm all about those. But no, I didn't get along up to stadium. It was great. I was just so into it, my mantle. And half time, I went down to the merch shop and just splashed the cash, you know? Why do we work?
Spend money on what makes you happy. And I know how much random football team merch makes you happy.
It's so exciting. I'm wearing it right now, my washed grey hat with an old Dockers logo. Go mantle. Hey, guys, what really caught my eye was at three-quarter time, because it was the Lenhall tribute match. The Dockers do a wonderful job of celebrating the Anzacs. And at three-quarter time, the Royal Australian Navy Band were playing. And they are just in their full army navy kits or whatever, playing a bit of this one. It's so exciting. Back to the
sweet times.
Everything's gonna be alright.
How's the guitarist in the background always in every shot?
Something about it was just so funny in the in their full kits, and the keyboard player and the lead singer getting right into it. Yeah, really, really exciting game, and Mansell had a win. One other thing from that game was actually...
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you very much for your service, mainly with the band. Now, Nat Fyfe, back to... Asterisk that joke,
nothing
sorry.
Says Anzacs like thirsty Merc.
What about Nat Fyfe, guys? Have you ever been on a spiritual journey to work out how to heal your body?
Yeah, so sometimes after 2 days of drinking, I'll definitely be in a spiritual way.
Mm. Oh, after 2 days of drinking, just go to bed. That's usually a good one.
My spiritual journey is going across the road to Guzzi Gomez.
Mm.
Guzzi G.
Yeah.
Guzzi G. We love Guzzi G.
GuzziG.com.au if you want to go and work out what you want to buy from Guzzi G.
We're not paid by them, but we do love them.
Yeah. Actually, no. Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
We shouldn't be saying this up until we are bloody paid by them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll beep it. I'll go back and beep it anytime we said Guzzi G.
Okay, great. I'm on it. Trust me. Tony over here is working hard, Josh. Don't worry about it.
How is it hard? Anyway, Harry, so go on.
It's like the easiest thing ever. Anyway, Nat Fyfe has said he's gone to India and he's, you know, gone, I need to try some new types of medicine out because my body isn't just feeling it. But he's obviously back in, Brownlow form, they're saying. You know, his first 37 disposal game since 2021. He was on fire. And, you know, he said something after the game about going to India, going, you know, my foot sore. Then this person said, I don't know what type of doctor they were, they said, try lifting up your left arm.
Oh.
And then he's like, what? It's all connected.
Wait, actually?
Where did you read this, Harry? Where did you see this, Harry?
It's an exclusive. I only read this on like 28 news sites. You know, a mate of mine went to India and he was like, I'm so pumped. And because all he wanted to do was tick off something on his bucket list. He wanted to go and poo on the train tracks. G'day, Riley. Anyway, guys. Hey, also on footy, just on back to the Anzac Day game quickly, if you don't mind me just jumping back in time a little bit.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
God. No.
I just wanted to bring something up. This is going to be controversial, okay?
Uh-huh.
I've got a big statement. Scott Pendlebury is a fraud.
Oh, what did he do?
Here we go.
Well, before the Anzac Day clash, stats website FootyWire had him on 9,995 total career disposals, mm-hmm. while Champion Data had him on 9,996. Okay. And after the weekend, Champion Data now have him on 10,019, while FootyWire have him just on 10,018. Did FootyWire miss one?
All right, we need to go back.
Or did Champ...
I need to watch every single one.
Okay, go. Oh, no, we've come back again. Shit.
Okay, one.
Shit. Okay.
Two.
Okay.
Scott Pendlebury needs to start again.
Ready?
That's the thing. It's like missed now.
Scott Pendlebury is a fraud.
Oh, my God. What a fuckhead.
Oh, my God. No, hang on a sec. So, has Champions had a made one up? Where's the extra disposal coming from? Or a footy wire missing one?
Are they like trying to pad stats to make players look better?
They thought we wouldn't notice.
It's pretty amazing a one disposal discrepancy over 10,000. Yeah. Well, obviously they would, you know, match them every now and again, but
maybe the one was like he tipped it with his pinky fingernail to someone.
Oh, and they gave it,
and they didn't review it, and they were like,
"Do you reckon footy wire people hate Champion Data? You know, like in every industry, whenever there's a competitor, they just naturally hate them. Do you reckon like the bunch of nerds at Champion Data are like fucking those footy wire pathetic losers? Oh my god, no, like, look at all the disposals."
Josh, I actually reckon they do because I would back in Champion Data stats because the footy wire user interface looks like it was from when the internet was invented. So it's basically a coloured in old shitty Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, like, AFL Tables is the hipster in Fitzroy everyone like it's long with.
Oh, sorry. Gosh. Yeah, that's AFL Tables I'm thinking of. Footy wire is actually, they're all pretty old.
Apparently it is.
I just wanted to talk about ads gone crazy. So in the new age of social media, people like to advertise things sometimes.
What?
Sometimes you will have a product and you want to, say, reach a new audience, and you can use people's profiles to do so. Well, AFL players are getting around it more than ever. Matt Rowell this week gave the most half-assed endorsement of a kid's football I've ever seen.
Hey guys, I've got Rusty here, and this is my perfect drop punt.
So Raoul's one of them. And I like to back in Raoul. You know, maybe he's into that neo-noir comedy style of, like, you know, alternate comedy. So Harley Reid is now the face of like 3 to 4 companies in his first year. There's a solar panel company that Dom Sheet and Harley Reid are both promoting.
When it comes to solar and battery storage, Positive Energy is my number one pick.
Temper mattresses. Harley Reid was doing something with Ben Cousins. He's already doing the local supermarket. How many more can Harley Reid do? And is he that underpaid that he needs to do these $400 jobs?
Well, this is probably how they, I don't know, they like agreed that he even stays for 1 year, even though he's contractually obliged. Like these ads must be paying $100,000 each.
No,
that makes more sense.
I wonder if just like Harley Reid is just still not used to like that sum of money, and so someone's like, I'll give you $200 to say Herdsman's your favorite supermarket. And he's like, $200? What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, let's go.
$100. I was thinking about that. Like, you're allowed to say no. You can say no to Temper mattresses.
Wait, so why don't we approach him?
Because you know, like, what you were talking about before, one of the biggest, like, annoying things in the AFL and breach, it's not a breach of the salary cap, it's completely allowed, but they're allowed to pay players through a third party if it's approved. So they can have a charity and they can partly employ a player, and then they can pay part of a salary to a player outside the salary cap.
Josh, you're forgetting one thing.
Oh, what?
Tax.
Oh, fuck it. All right, don't worry about it anymore. Sorry, forget I said everything.
Forget it.
Should I just hang up?
Bin it. Archie, I'm going. I'm going back to the Rose.
Oh, come back,
okay,
please.
Okay, see you. Oh, you're nothing.
Welcome to Nuffy of the Week, brought to you by our mates at Ned's.
Mm. Yeah.
Hawks got smashed by Sydney.
Come on, Hawks.
Sam Mitchell in the press conference just said something that piqued my ears a little.
Today's game, if you watched it without a scoreboard, you would have said the Brown and Gold boys are having a crack.
Yeah, well.
That's convenient.
Guys, can we just get rid of the scoreboards? What the fuck are we doing?
Why do we need to train boys and men to, you know, score in competitions? Can't we all just have a red hot crack?
Do you reckon AFL players are like the Oz kickers, that even though the games aren't scored, they're like still like, oh, we're winning by 10 goals?
Yeah, definitely. It reminded me of this famous quote from this Italian chef that was on these English cooking programs.
If my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike. You know, what, you know?
It's a good point.
Literally, there is no difference to that. This one's actually terribly sad, okay?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, I'm on holiday.
I know. Yeah, apparently. Shit.
You're always on holiday, mate. When do you work?
Guys.
Oh, good point.
I came across a heartbreaking Google review.
Oh, no.
No, okay. Matt reviewed. Harry, yeah?
Just permission to cry?
Granted. Matt reviewed his experience of Adelaide Oval and starts by giving it 1 star.
Oh.
Recently attended the Port vs GWS match. The Port Adelaide supporters are really rude. When we chant Giants, they say sucks afterwards. He continues. Then when we chanting Toby, they say flog.
Oh my god.
Not the best time at this ground. Oh, why? It's got nothing to do with the stadium itself.
Harry, you don't get it.
Oh, sorry.
It's the atmosphere of the stadium encouraging this kind of behaviour.
Like, when they built Adelaide Oval, they're like, let's build in insulting fans.
I'm just picturing them responding to that, like the admin going, thank you so much for your message. We endeavour at Adelaide Oval to make the experience as good for everyone.
Whilst we apologise, we believe that this is all in good humour and faith of the sport.
Giants sucks.
He goes, stop saying that. Stop it.
Toby, flog. Toby.
We don't do it to you.
This one's pretty simple, guys. Collingwood played on the weekend, obviously. Big game.
Yeah.
Anzac Day game. And the fans were out in force. Now, Pies fans don't have the best reputation. This is just a family with a sign. It says the Mighty Magpies, but they spelled Mighty incorrectly.
How did they spell it?
The Migthy Pies.
The Migthy. You know what? If there was a player whose last name was Migth, that would have been perfect.
They're at the wrong game, mate. Migthy. They're at the wrong game. There must be the Migth Pies game.
There's a fake Twitter account called Humphrey B. Bear. So Humphrey B. Bear used to be like the fat cat in WA. He's like a mascot for Channel 9 that would say goodnight to people before bed on Channel 9. Mm. It was like, goodnight, kiddies. So someone's made a fake Humphrey B. Bear page. Has about 700 followers. And then they've made a Anzac Day specific tile that says "Less We Forget," and it's Humphrey B. Bear holding a poppy in a poppy field. It says "Humphrey B. Bear and friends remember today the brave souls that served and sacrificed for our freedoms. Less we forget."
Oh, it's good. It's just good to acknowledge this.
I believe Fat Cat replaced Humphrey B. Bear after sexual abuse allegations.
No, Fat Cat was doing the bugle on the weekend.
That's right. Yeah, he was. Yeah,
wait, do they? I wonder if they still call it Fat Cat. Or is it just like body?
That's rude,
body
isn't
image,
it?
Body image, positive cat.
He's called Fat Cat now. So,
I'm toning my way around.
There are a few Eagles fans pretty upset about the free kicks that Matt Rao was getting in the Eagles-Suns game. One guy said, "There should be a rule brought in. If a player gets awarded a certain amount of free kicks, he then can be red carded for the rest of the game for milking too many free kicks." Mm. And then someone replied to that. "That's an intelligent comment." Nah.
Yes. Georgia, you just combined Big Bang Theory with Borat.
Yeah, big Borat theory. Perth Glory got absolutely belted again on the weekend.
Sad alert again. Sad alert again, please, George.
Yeah, sad nuffies of the week. It was their last game of the season. They got absolutely belted 7-1 after they apologised for getting beaten like 8-0 a couple of weeks ago. There was a social media post that followed with just a scoreline, no caption. But it was this moment that Shuzkaz decided that he would use as his avenue for shooting his shot. He said, "I love Perth Glory. By any chance, is there any opportunity as an assistant sport trainer? Am qualified level 1 by Australian Sports Medicine. Cheers." I don't know, Shazkaz. I don't know if the 7-1 belting social media post on the last game of the season, where the rest of the comments are fans telling the social media account to fold the team, is the best.
That is,
Giorgio, engagement's through the roof. It's been another record week for the engagement for the social media team.
Yeah, because it's all job applications.
I can Shazka sitting there refreshing his emails going, that's
this
weird.
Is the kind of guy that goes to a funeral and asks everyone how they're going.
How you going? You good?
Well, not quite. Oh,
dad dead?
Hey, is your dad's job up for grabs now?
I'm just going to tweet it. This episode of the Kick It Forward podcast is proudly brought to you by our mates at Ned's Harry. Round 10.
Round 10. You know, is round 10 like, I can't believe it's already round 10? Kind of like, it's May already?
Christmas already.
Yeah, check your calendar.
Huge round this round, because it's round around.
Well, last week was friends round.
Yes.
Because that followed rivalry round.
Yes.
This is just normal round.
No, it's round round.
Round, round.
It's circular. We have Fremantle taking on St Kilda. That's the barn burner of the round.
That'll be an easy one.
Freo aren't favourites. That's weird.
No, you don't specify. Just that'll be an easy one. That covers both teams.
That'll be an easy one. But the big one is on Sunday. Port Adelaide versus the in-form Hawk. We're a happy team at home. Port Adelaide weirdly just dominating Geelong, taking on the Hawks, who have strung together a couple wins. $1.15 Port Adelaide head in, $5.40 for Hawthorn. Do you know Willie Rioli, you know, despite all the drug saga or whatever in at West Coast, he's leading all goal kickers at Power? That feels like it was so long ago, that whole thing that happened.
Good on him, Redemption.
Yeah, Redemption song.
Redemption.
Appropriate singer, that one. Maybe get around him for a first goal scorer.
Eight goals.
Yeah. Eight goals. Yeah, sure. First goal scorer. I think he's like $13 or something. If you're interested in that and more, head to the Neds app to see the massive range of AFL markets on every single game this weekend. T's and C's apply. Prices subject to change. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Or put sell their soul to the devil for $200 million.
Live Golf Tournament.
The Live Tournament.
Live Golf. The Live Tournament.
The Live Golf Tournament.
I'm living it. All right, Live Golf is officially fucking loose. Yeah.
Ooh. I can feel it from here. Getting a bit horny.
Oh my God. Adelaide hosted its second Live Golf event of the year, and a record 94,000 people went through the gates of the Grange Golf Course, right near Crows HQ, actually. We were there recently. It was the biggest live yet.
Did it live up to the standard?
It certainly effing did, mate.
Bazinga.
Oh my God. Review.
It proved that Australia was thirsty for this high level of professional golf.
Yeah.
After being starved for so many years by the PGA Tour. But you know what? It's honestly, it's shoey galore. The watering hole looks so loose. Shoey after shoey after fucking shoey. If you saw any social media of it, this is not a golf event. This is a fucking shoey event.
Mm.
Luke Shoey.
I'm losing it. Oh, God. Review that.
I know that missed. I'll admit it openly.
I did see there was a lot of people they were absolutely loving. There was a lot of people about 30 to 50 to 60 being like, I think I'm too old for this because there's so many people here treating this like a concert.
Nah, this is wicked. The watering hole looks so sick. Like, all right, Giorgio, you like standing on rocks.
Giorgio on a rush.
You like going to boring long movies. The idea of watching a par three, like almost hole in ones all day and drinking heaps of beers is pretty exciting to me. Can we go? Can we go, please?
To you.
We got invited this year. We didn't. We said we didn't want it. You couldn't go.
You said we couldn't go, Josh.
That's not true.
Josh said, under no circumstances am I letting you go, Harry.
But good on South Australia for being fun and having relaxed laws when it comes to binge drinking, because it's pretty psycho. The crowd members pretty rowdy in this watering hole. Look, guys, one sour moment that might have ruined the whole bloody weekend.
Uh-oh. Oh no! Yeah. More sad.
I know. Seriously,
sour grapes at the Grange.
Honestly, someone dished a water bottle at Lucas Herbert's caddy's head.
Oh. Yeah, I'm leaving.
Hard? Was it hard?
Come back.
Okay.
Well, I think it was just a plastic one, but it was full, so it really sconed him. Quite remarkable that it's the only casualty, considering on that watering hole they are just throwing cups. Literally, whenever that someone even makes contact with the ball, everyone's throwing shit onto the course. It's awesome.
Mm. Did he throw the bottle and go, four?
We're sending that
one. I'm confident I jailed that one.
Hey, can we just get a review on that joke? Oh, it's a quick review. They're done quickly. Yeah, not funny.
Oh, no. Review the review.
No, there's too many reviews.
The big hype around it is the team golf. Like the Australians won it in a playoff. It was exciting despite none of the Aussies actually finishing in the top 10. So that was really exciting. Exciting for the home crowd. Did they rig it? Nah, maybe not. But I mean, they beat the South African team. Suck eggs. Would love to see South Africa host a Live Golf tournament though, because there's some great rivalry between the Aussies and the South Africans. The broadcast is still a bit lame. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is... I'm repeating myself and they haven't fixed it because the...
Remind me.
The commentators, I honestly reckon they've just got like a short script that is just sucking their own dicks, constantly pumping up their own tires. How good is Live Golf? Oh my God, everything else would suck if you were at that golf event. Like it's lame the amount of tire pumping they're doing.
Because commentating golf, it actually does require a fair bit of personality, more than people think, because there is so much time between holes, right?
It's similar to cricket or something.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, for sure. You do want to like the backstory on players. It'd be difficult. Like the Live Golf format's quicker than normal golf, but it's still golf.
Maybe it's just because they're going to get like executed if they like talk badly about it.
Well, that's the thing. The commentary team, I was thinking, they surely are on Saudi money as well. And I would say whatever the fuck they want me to say if you're on Saudi money.
Yeah.
And this next hole is brought to you by our wonderful prince.
Yeah.
Al Sayyib.
Now
just like the last thousand.
Yes, and as soon as we sign on with Guzzi, I'll say whatever they want me to say. Guys, the place is heavily mic'd up though, which is exciting, and it made for this great hot mic moment with Tyrrell Hatton when he cooked one of his shots.
Those trees, can't it? Fucking what a wank bounce that was. Fucking bounce. Fuck you. Fucking cunt.
What a wank bounce that was.
No, fuck you.
That's awesome.
Good on you.
How is the reality of that happening within the shit house commentary like next to it? How do they even recover from that?
No, oh, it's great because I know that the whoever's backing this thing also doesn't like swear words. So I wonder what they thought about those ones.
We had an incident with a Saudi, like we had someone, a Saudi company that were trying to, we didn't even know they were Saudi, but we were told they couldn't work with us because we swore too much in videos.
Mm.
And I was just kind of like,
well, it's not because we talk about beheadings in our pod.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Don't listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
They're like, episode 10, season 2, you said bonehead.
Oh, Giorgio. I don't have the beep button.
Oh, my God. Trust me. I've pressed it 10 million times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Josh, don't you worry.
Honestly.
That button's getting the workout.
And you know what? While I'm here, may as well just give myself one of these.
Super goal! Self-super goaling.
I say, Charles, Tottenham playing the most wonderful style of football. It's that Australian fellow, isn't it?
And ball.
Attack the box, score our goal. Attack the box, score our goal.
Oh, boys.
Mm.
It is a bad time to be a Tottenham customer. They are staring down the barrel of not qualifying for the Champions League. Then next season, they're now in fifth. They just lost to Arsenal 3-2. Yes, Harry?
What kind of customer?
Well, you know, a fan.
What about if you just bought merch?
Well, even then.
Because you like the colours, not because it's that team.
Even then, I wouldn't want to be a merch customer either.
Right.
Because even just wearing the colours, I would go, oh, I'm sad now.
What if you parked at their stadium on a non-game day because you work nearby, but you're technically still paying Tottenham?
Is it free parking?
No, you pay.
Well, I still wouldn't want to be a customer because it's...
I've been on this team that long. I'm not sad.
Ange coming under criticism because he doesn't apparently. So Tottenham don't have a set piece coach, and they're conceding from set pieces. They conceded goals from set pieces against Arsenal that they couldn't defend.
Like a free kick or something.
Yeah, or like corners, like in-swinging corners.
Oh, yeah, throw-ins?
And he's been...
Is that a set piece?
Yeah.
Giorgio, can I ask quickly, is it because Ange has requested that because he's quite a cool customer? Or is it because, is it normal for this to happen?
Yeah, so apparently a lot of the Premier League clubs now have like one coach dedicated to setting up and like defending set pieces. Ange doesn't believe in that. He thinks it should... you know, fall under the role of one of their many other coaches, and it should be linked into their style of play. He doesn't like that, but now he's coming under criticism because he's conceding goals from set pieces and they're not scoring from set pieces. If you're wondering, like, well, what's so important about qualifying for Champions League, which now, as I said, looks very unlikely for them, the teams that make the Champions League just for qualifying and being in the group stages of Champions League, the club makes $20 million just in, like, TV rights. So it's a huge... Well, there's probably like other fees involved, but like $20 million.
That's pretty handy. Wow,
it's handy.
And so then, if you advance, obviously it increases because there's more viewership.
Yeah, and then
more,
it goes up. Your club's also more attractive to sign players being in the Champions League. Players want to play with clubs that are in the Champions League. Not happy with the refereeing either. Apparently, there were a few. Questionable calls.
What matters is that, as I've said all along, games are not refereed at the stadium anymore. They're refereed somewhere else. And no one will convince me otherwise. It's not even re-refereed. It's refereed somewhere else. It's why I don't celebrate goals anymore. I've got to wait for somebody down the road. So I just don't think referees in the stadium anymore have that authority they used to make decisions. They just go, you know what, I'll just wait till see what the bloke down the road thinks. And it's a shame. I don't like it, but it's here to stay, and I've got to accept it like everyone.
Oh, he's always been like heavily against VAR. He hates it, but like, you know, Angie doesn't. Weird use of sad music, Harry.
What, he's crying about VAR?
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's pronounced VAR.
Oh, VAR.
Oh, five VAR.
You know Roy's got a fishing show, just quickly? Sorry, anyway, go on.
No, does he? Yeah.
Breakups, hookups, scandals.
We know your darkest secrets.
Sports. Gossip. Sports gossip.
Oh, guys, sports gossip. Oh, my God. You're not going to believe You're not going to believe it, guys.
The whispers.
Yeah, the whispers.
What's on the grapevine?
The whispers, mate. What's on the grapevine? Holy shit. Now, the Christian Horner sexting scandal. Josh, Giorgio, that was crazy, right?
That was crazy.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
Lots of sexting.
Threatening to rip the team apart. If Horner didn't step down, and it's now not threatening to rip the team apart, it's literally ripping the team apart.
What, physically? What,
they're only winning by like 100 championship points.
Giorgio, the winning might stop, okay, because Max Verstappen, he's a good driver. But for a good driver to succeed, you need a good car. And who designs the winning car? Well, that would be Red Bull Chief Technical Officer Adrian Newey, who has had enough.
I thought you were going to say it was the female he was texting. That would have been a huge plot twist.
Well, yeah, that would have
No, but so why does he... Is he just lost all confidence of Horner of being a leader?
Yeah. Probably. There's obviously so many things that everyone doesn't know about. Sports guy knows it all, but can't say everything for legal reasons. But he's not happy.
Yeah.
He's out of there. This guy's on $20 million a year, more than some of the drivers in other teams, and he'll easily get a bigger offer than that. He's often said in the past he's rejected offers from Ferrari, but he'd be very interested in going to the team. Ferrari is like your just the legendary team to be a part of in motor racing. It's exciting though because, I mean, the combo of Hamilton obviously going to Ferrari soon and Newey, that combo would be so exciting because F1 is boring. Red Bull winning.
I feel like everyone is just like coasting, keeping one eye on it and just waiting for the inevitable downfall of Red Bull and like the change of guard of just like, all right, we need a new fucking era where this same team isn't dominating.
I guess it's normal in the sport. Like you had Ferrari dominating, Mercedes dominated for so long, now Red Bull, but it was still always a bit more competitive.
When Lewis Hamilton was winning 8 championships in a row or whatever, or 7, was he winning by the same margins that like...
Nah.
It wasn't... It was closer, wasn't it?
No, and I haven't looked it up, but no.
Okay.
Adrian Newey, surprisingly bald man.
Yeah. He's surprisingly bald.
Because he wears a hat, and then you go to his Wikipedia and he's... like the probably the most bald person I've ever seen, but yeah.
Well, Josh, can you like let us know next time you said the most psycho thing ever?
Sorry, go on.
No, I'm done with F1. But guys, can you please pass me that fire extinguisher?
Oh.
Oh God, it's just. Yeah, thanks. The bottle's empty now. Well, I had to use that because Sports Goss has been on fire recently with exclusives.
Actually, what kind of fire? What kind of fire? Because I've done my fire extinguisher course and it's imperative that you use the correct fire extinguisher on the right kind of fire.
Wasn't electrical.
I always find it funny with those fire extinguisher courses. Hey, let's differentiate the fire extinguishers. What if we wrote on them what they're good for? Oh, nah, not that. Let's put a coloured band you need to memorise. Otherwise, you'll die.
That's it. Is it? So what is it? The electrical ones, you can't use the water-based.
I don't know. I just spammed the arrow button.
You electrocute yourself.
Because the chemical ones, they put in a really flammable liquid. So then if you use it on an actual fire, you'll blow up.
Fuck.
That sounds fun. That sounds fun. Anyway,
sorry,
guys,
what is this exclusive? It's red hot.
Okay, do you guys know why Fremantle defender Luke Ryan bleaches his hair? Well, Sports Gossip can exclusively, asterisk confirm that it's so his colorblind grandma can identify him while watching on TV.
Okay, now he got even cooler.
Yeah, right. Okay. So I also noticed this. He was the only one wearing bright orange boots as well. Mm-hmm. So in this game on the weekend, but he's been doing it for a while. My source, the teenage kid sitting behind me at the footy on the weekend. I was very lucky, very, very lucky to get some tickets from a former captain, and it was kind of like a bit of a Dockers area. So any information in that area may actually have come from Luke Ryan himself.
Oh, okay. Oh, so wow. There was.
I just want to give you a round of applause, Harry, for just your journalism.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'll give myself one too, Tony. Thank you, Tony. Tony. Josh, you've got some SG, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I got a huge SG chat. So you stole Giorgio's segment, then Giorgio stole your segment, and then now I'm stealing your segment.
Cool.
So we're doing a full segment switch.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're fully across the NRL world right now, but there's a big thing going on right now with one of their biggest journalists. Now, Paul Kent, he's a former player with Parramatta. He played one game in 1989. but he's one of the Fox League sort of talking heads, much like Fox Footy has a bunch of talking heads. Fox League has them too, but they're slightly more boring. But they also do more crazy things off the field. So in 2023, Paul Kent was charged with common assault for choking his ex-girlfriend. Now, that eventually came out in December 2023. He was charged not guilty. There were three offences, though, instances where it happened. But there was a really public backlash because not only was he the face of an anti-domestic violence campaign, he also called out a lot of players in the NRL for similar acts or maybe lesser acts and like sort of publicly out of them. Tai Tuivasa filmed him going up the UFC fighter, filmed himself walking up to Paul Kent in a pub and just basically tell him to go fuck himself.
It was like one of the scariest things ever. Why do they hate him so much?
Well, I think because he was always so outspoken about other people, he's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Then he had this sort of very public incidents where he was in court. He was stood down from his role at Fox League. He now is the head writer for a News Corp outlet still. So now this has come out. But the best thing that's happened recently, Giorgio, is he had a fight on the weekend and it was filmed completely. And there's a bit of an altercation, but it's a back and forth. It's pretty pathetic. And it ends with him going roly-poly into a bush upside down.
He was saying he was ragdolled. He was fucking ragdolled.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And he's clearly run up to him. Like, he's in stutter. Yes. It's all over the east. Like, it's all over Sydney and sort of Queensland media right now because it's so funny. It's just very ironic the person's involved with. He's just got off these charges. Now he's still copying in the pub in the street and he's reacted really poorly. The memes that have come out of it, unbelievable. I think NRL actually has better meme law than the AFL. Is that right to say?
Yeah. Yep. One thing that I found really funny is like they're obviously trying to explain like quotes from the fight. And I always find it funny when they have to quote something that doesn't at all match the tone and language of the article written. So this is a line out of the ABC article on it. They appear to call each other fucking dogs before Kent before Kent appears to shout weak cunt at the man and tells him, come here now.
That's so good. I also read they like, because it's just very easy for the public to hate a journalist. And I even saw them quoting tweets, like quoting irrationally angry random people tweeting him. New Paul Kent was a fuckhead. I was like, why is that included in the article?
Some users online lashed out to say, what a fucking dog.
So follow the Paul Kent stuff. Apparently he's a bit of a weirdo.
Shari, stop.
Are you beeping?
No, I'm not. I promise I'm definitely not pressing the beep button every half second.
Okay, great.
I'm not.
Thank you, Tony. God, you're beeping still, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm definitely not.
I can hear it.
Dear Muscles.
Hello,
g'day, superstars.
Cold regards.
You've got mail.
Welcome to Mail It In. We're here from you, the fans. Guys, lots of correspondence this week. Thank you so much for the emails. They're really, really funny. We got a message from GYG, a DM. It just said, hola.
Oh.
This is after we were talking up about the scam that happened. Oh, the scheme, sorry, about getting free burritos. Someone actually just emailed in, Jai Perite, said, went to GYG tonight and got my free burrito through the app. On the way to pick it up, my housemate quickly did the same thing, but the app didn't give him a free burrito. Confused, he simply went to the counter, told them it didn't work, and they hardly put up an argument and gave him a free burrito. Forget the $2 sim, just say it didn't work. Okay, that's not a bad one.
That was a bit of a false sell by you, actually, when you uploaded that. Because it's a $2 burrito because you have to buy the sim.
Yeah, but sex sells, Giorgio.
Sean writes in, hello, Bone, Apple, and Greg Head. Now, that is the best.
Whoa.
That is the best ever greeting to us ever. Sean says, glad to see that Dome Chat is alive and well on the pod. Yes, hang on. Josh, I can just turn your fader down here as well while we do this one. I recently moved house and my parents offered me an outdoor setting they found on the side of the road. The setting in question was a table and 13 chairs from the Dome in East Frio. Now I can enjoy the Dome experience from the comfort of my own home without feeling like I'm in an old folks' home. Fluffy regards, Sean. Sean, that is, if we had chicken treats giveaway, you would be getting
But we do not.
No, he wouldn't. I would not have given it.
Yeah.
No.
Also, Sean, could you please let me know if there's a spare dome chair up for grabs? Because I'd love to do the pod permanently.
He sent the photo in, and I can tell you what, they are definitely dome chairs.
Yeah, I've seen the photo, but I want to know if there's a spare one, because I know that 13 isn't enough. Okay.
Do you reckon he walks through his door now and goes, dome, sweet dome.
Certainly.
When he sees
does.
A chair.
Oh, do we need to review that? I might move on.
No, that was the most clear goal I've ever seen. Jake writes
point
in,
maybe.
The tall ranger who shops at Target and reckons he knows everything about poop. You mustn't take that blindfold off after shopping, as I regularly notice white poops on my daily dog walk. See attached. To be fair, I've noticed this more after it was discussed on the pod. Perhaps a case of frequency illusion. Whoa, big words. Frequency illusion is a phenomenon where something you recently learned seems to appear everywhere, making it feel more common than it actually is. Since I've been listening to the pod these last 2 weeks, I've seen heaps of white poos and my parents got divorced.
God.
Thanks heaps, Josh. Family court regards.
Okay.
Well, that's actually, it's called the Beta Meinhof theory, because this guy once said that when he heard about this radicalized group called Beta Meinhof or something like that, then he couldn't stop seeing them. And that maybe this is what's happening with white dog poo. Sorry to make
it. Nerd.
Dear Piss Merchants, last week after the Western Derby, me and my mates went to the Cot Beach Hotel celebrating a birthday and noticed a few of the West Coast players probably celebrating, guys. Wouldn't that be nice? I was at the bar ordering a drink when I noticed Harley Reid walk up next to me with another Eagle.
Oh.
After ordering a drink, I told him, as a huge Eagles fan, there's no way I was letting him pay for his own drink after his derby performance. And even though he insisted he'd pay for it on his card, I got to the machine first. My mates have given me a lot of shit considering he's younger than me and he's rich. Anyway, but as a huge Eagles fan, I stand by. Curious to see what your boys' thoughts are. P.S. The drink turned out to be a Coke Zero.
Oh,
what do you guys think?
Responsible.
Coke Zero.
Oh, is he Harley Reid's in Coke Zero debt?
Mm.
He is. But we're in not being Harley Reid debt.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not making the Eagles win, are we?
That's right. I reckon this one's a good one. Firstly, I wanted to clarify how old this guy was. He's 19, so we know he's 19. So it's not that much different in age.
Yep.
I also think he says he walked up and said, "Hey, mate, can I buy you a drink?" I reckon he was more like, "Mate, I gotta buy you a drink."
Oh, hang on. No, hang on. Tommy, one of our valued listeners would have been sober. He would have been wearing a suit. He would have gone, "Mr. Reid, I demand that I pay for this drink."
He would have put his hands in front of his chest like this and gone, "Pardon me, good sir. I have it on good authority that you played a wonderful game on the weekend, and I must insist that I buy you a drink."
Giorgio, do that again, but with an accent.
Tommy's an intellect and a stand-up member of society.
I don't think it's like a good gesture. There's probably been far worse things said about football players to their face in WA.
Yeah, I think it's great. Sam writes in, "Hey Weasley, funny-ish middle guy and child in movie who says, 'Please sir, can I have some more?' Sam here." Question. So I was wanting to take my best friend to your Sydney show and was wanting to take him there as I needed some space and thought your show was the best place to break it off for a bit. Because the show will be horrid, so matches the breakup. Okay,
it's a friend breakup, I think.
But found out you have now delayed the show. Yes, sorry, Sam. Sorry about that. So I now have to wait until the end of May to have a break. Any other suggestions of what I should do with him until then? Main reason needing this break is 2 years ago on Mad Monday, he shit himself on purpose in an adult diaper. Oh, my God. After I told him not to, and then looked me dead in the eye and said, "It's happening." So my therapist thinks this is the reason I keep having sleep paralysis. Can't wait to have this ordeal over and get done with the show. If there is no show and this is a scam, can I please unsubscribe? Keep my money and feed that child some porridge. Now, Sam, you might be someone that we might not want on the show.
This might be the most unhinged email I've ever read.
I feel like you've just combined 19 of our mail it in segments into one email.
So brilliant, Sam. It's so, so brilliant. And I'm almost tempted to delete this from the podcast and read it out live at the show.
It's happening.
Oh, well done. Well, anyway, until then, you could just keep up with the therapist. Very helpful. And just block that guy. Just block him until
and
the
maybe,
show.
And maybe, Sam, maybe you put on a diaper and you shit yourself. So then you have a little bit more in common with your friend and you guys can maybe be in a bit more, you know, common ground and see eye to eye.
And you'll know what it feels like to say, "It's happening."
See poop to poop.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to sort of break the news. I don't think this happened.
Well, it wouldn't be the weirdest thing that happened on Mad Monday.
I back it in.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
It's Mad Monday.
Good afternoon, Chief Boston Champ. Just had a thought. 8.1 billion people on this crazy flying wristle we call Earth. 3 billion of them are males over the age of 15. The average ejaculation of a male, okay, great, this is where it's going, between 1.5 mils to 5 mils. Let's call it 3 milliliters to ease calculations. Thanks, mathematician. That is a potential 9 billion mils of semen or 9 million liters of semen. Thanks. That could fill almost 4 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Just goes to show what could happen if we all come together as one. Anyways, something about the pod being deplorable. I think it's a good time to end the show.
Yeah, I think so. Really good work. Kick it forward, mailbag at gmail.com. Send in your big house cases. Send in your scheme. Send in whatever you want. And make sure you get your tickets to the live show in Sydney the 31st of May, Melbourne 1st of June. They might be sold out by the time this pod's out. Don't say we didn't warn you. Josh, enjoy your holiday, mate.
Yeah, see you guys next week.